Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Welcome in. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. One of the biggest events of pro football happens April 24th through the 26th, and Titletown USA is hosting. But if you're looking to make bets and watch the event in comfort, Potawatomi Sportsbook has the hookup. Reserve your seat to see every pick on wall-to-wall screens, including a massive video wall. There's food, drinks, a watch party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Seriously, Potawatomi has everything you need for a great time. April 24th through the 26th, make Potawatomi Sportsbook your number one choice for pro football betting. Bet above the rest. And don't forget, on the 25th, rounds 2 and 3, come hang out with myself, Mason Crosby. We'll be entertaining in commercial breaks, Q&A for Mason. We'll be doing some trivia. Mason will have some autograph cards. We'll be signing autographs. So come on down, hang out with us on Friday night, April 25th. It's going to be a fun time. I'm really looking forward to it.
He's a former Brewers pitcher. You can hear him on his podcast, Buses, Benches, and Baseball. It's time to hear from FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst, Tim Dillard, as he joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
It is his time to shine. He is Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. Tim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Sparky.
All right, let's get to it. I want to get your thoughts on this dude right here.
Yelich, a high drive. Straightaway center and into the shrubbery. That was a bomb from Yelich.
It was a bomb by Yelich. It looks like his power is there, but I still don't know if I feel like he's in sync yet, Tim. What have you seen?
The other day he hit a ball, and I thought he was going to go to second. He played it conservative. I think, you know, the Yelich that we're used to seeing probably would have gone to second. So I was like, man, that seems kind of strange. But then later he stole third.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. I think he's coming back. I feel like maybe he's apprehensive at times just because we know what kind of explosive player he is. And I think he just wants to be in a more controlled environment. Like, instead of maybe risking it for the biscuit, you know, he's like playing it a little bit more conservative. But yeah, he's been, I mean, when he makes contact, it is very high velocity. I think right now it's just about seeing pitches and, you know, getting at bats. I really think that's all it is.
Yeah, no, that is something I think to look at, because if and when he gets going, it makes everything else around him better. William Contreras, another guy that was off to a little bit of a slow start, he also seems to have found a rhythm a little bit maybe here in Colorado.
I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of people find their rhythm in Colorado. it's a fun place to hit. It's a horrible place to pitch. I mean, you can, you may have it one day, and then the next day you can't find the strike zone or you can't find the whatever, but your stuff just doesn't move in that kind of altitude, and it doesn't move like you're used to. And so a lot of times, you know, there's mistakes, and you have to be able to hit those mistakes. And to me, that's always a good sign. unless I'm on the mound. That's a horrible sign. But when you're, you know, covering a team and they're at the plate and pitcher makes mistakes and they absolutely punish them, that's what should happen. That's what you're waiting for. And that's a great sign of things to come. And, you know, you can put Contreras in that boat. You know, him and Yelich are hitting the ball hard when they're hitting it. A lot of it has to do with center field. And now we're seeing Contreras going to right field. We've seen Yelich going to left field. So the trajectory, they're on it, and it looks good.
Talk with Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard as he joins us here in Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Normally Thursdays at 3:20, but there was a game yesterday, so we moved it to today. Let's talk about Quinn Priester, who makes his debut for the Brewers. I had on Matt Klein, the Brewers assistant general manager, earlier in the week. I said, do you not love this kid? Like, you're making him start his first game in Colorado. What are we doing? And he laughed at me. But he went out there, gave up that leadoff homer to Doyle, and then after that, settled down a little bit, didn't give up another run the rest of the start, and got five strong innings out of him.
Yeah, I was in the dugout when Sophia was getting a good interview with him, and you like him. You got to like the kid. He is energetic, and he understands what's going on, and I don't know. He was really fun, and then to watch him pitch and perform and watch him dial in, I thought he did great. I thought he pitched around some trouble, but he fielded his position, and here's what I like the most about him is he is a ground ball pitcher. And it always shocks me when the Brewers go and get all these guys that are high strikeout guys and fly ball guys. Because with that comes, you know, maybe it's home runs or whatever. But I love a good sinker baller. And he just kept getting ground ball after ground ball. A couple of them were hits, but just kept doing it and challenging hitters. And I don't know. I think it's really fun, especially when you have a gold glove defense behind you.
Correct.
In that infield. Use them. And so now this is a guy that I'm really – looking forward to watching, hopefully all season long, or at least until they get some bodies back, to really just get quick outs and let the defense play.
And that's exactly right. And that's the biggest point, right? So he's going to have better defense behind him than, say, he did in Pittsburgh when he was with the Pirates, because this defense is...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Probably the best in baseball.
Yeah, that's what I guess I'm alluding to is,
yep.
You know, you get pitchers that are, let's give up fly balls. It's like, well, that's great. And you got the outfielders. I feel like there's hardly any place in the outfield where a ball can land. But what about these infielders? You know, use them as much as possible because they're outstanding. Got a platinum glove at second base. Joey Ortiz is amazing. He's a wizard over at shortstop. It's like, use these guys. And so when a pitcher comes along, you know, kind of gets thrust into the whole thing. He's pitching in Colorado, which is really tough to get the ball on the ground. And he's just absolutely threw the ball very well. Yeah, so I'm excited for him.
Tim, the other thing that I'm interested in kind of seeing here is Alexander, because now he's had a couple of starts. The first outing went better than obviously the second outing. He had no-hit ball that first outing. What have you made from what you've seen out of him through two starts?
I mean, he doesn't give up a lot of hits, which is, you know, very – I feel like I've given up a hit just since I've been on your show just now. That's how easy it is, especially in Colorado. I mean, you know, he did give up two runs, but – scattered six hits and only a couple of extra base hits, but he's got good stuff. He's right along with the Brewers, what they look for when it comes to four-seam fastball, cutter, sinker. And I think the idea behind that, finding these type of guys, is the more fastballs or fastball variants that you throw, you get better command.
Right.
As opposed to you have a four-seam fastball, then you have a slider, and you have a curveball, a changeup, and that's okay for some pitchers, but a lot of guys, if you can conquer that fastball variant, you're going to throw more strikes, and that's going to get more contact. And then, again, you're letting that defense do its work. But I just think the guy's a gamer. You know, he has it in perspective. He's 30 years old. You know, he knows what he's doing. He's been around a long time. And what I gather from him is, you know, he's probably had the worst game of his life. He's probably had the best game of his life and everything else in between. That's why he's able to enjoy the day-to-day of what baseball is, because he's like, well, I'm going to go out there with what I have and not stress over, you know, the result, because I know what I'm doing out here.
He is so emotional, though. Like, I watch him get so angry on the mound. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, compared to any other Brewer pitcher we've seen, I don't know who the last guy would be that was that, where you could look at him and know that he's wearing his emotions on his sleeves in front of everybody in that stadium. And I want to say in the first game where he didn't give up a hit, he was all freaking out. I'm like, dude, you haven't given up a hit. Relax. And then he finally figured out what he was doing wrong when he's throwing the ball high. I think he threw two or three pitches high. Contreras came out, talked to him, and then all of a sudden he straightened out and he was fine. But he gets very emotional.
Well, there's, you know, sometimes there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I would say if you're a young guy, if he wasn't 30 years old, if he's 22, then this may be an issue, because it's like what you're showing out, exhibiting out on the mound may affect your next pitch, which is all that matters, is the next pitch. But he's 30 years old. He's been around. If he's upset about walking a guy, which I saw that in Colorado, he was upset. I don't think he was upset at the umpire. I think he was upset with himself. And,
right.
That's kind of how it manifested. But I don't think it affects what he does the next pitch. I think he's professional in that way. And, you know, here's the flip side. The flip side is the robot. I had a pitching coach tell me one time, like, dude, don't show any emotion on the mound. So I'm like, okay. So I'm here, I am. I'll get shellacked on the bump, right? I come in the dugout, and I just sit there like a robot. And then I had another pitching coach that was like, what's wrong with you? Don't you even care? Like, yeah, I care a lot. And they're like, well, you need to show it. So, you know, there's all these different trains of thought. But to me, it comes down to just the intensity. I played winter ball in Venezuela. And, I mean, you throw a strike and everybody cheers. You throw a ball and everyone's booing. Like, it's hard not to get wrapped up in that. And so when you're a guy that can control those things, it's okay. It's okay to exhibit those kind of emotions on the mound. It's not going to affect them one way or the other.
Talking with Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. What about Jose Quintana? It looks like he's probably going to make the start tonight, though I don't see anything necessarily official, but that's what's been talked about the whole time. What's that like for him as he's been being stretched out since he signed late?
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't know. It's not official, so I can't say one way or the other, even if I knew.
But right? Even at some point, he's going to have to start here at some point, and he hasn't pitched in any spring training games, really, or done anything at this point other than, you know, a couple of rehab outings or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, the one thing that I thought right away when they signed Jose Quintana was, that's two extra wins for the Brewers this year. Because
yes.
I swear, that guy beats the Brewers twice a year.
Yep.
Now they have him. And, yeah, if he gets a chance to start here soon, that would be great. 36 years old, he's been around forever. He got in the game when he was 17. So he's 20th professional season, and he's been with eight clubs. He's the epitome of what an experienced pitcher is. He's just been there, done that. He's been to playoffs like three times. He gets the ball on the ground as well. Just talked about how much I love ground balls. He's been an all-star. This is the type of guy, he's a pitcher. He knows how to pitch. He knows how he's perceived, and he knows what the strengths of a team are. And he's going to lean into that. And he doesn't have to strike out the world. And that's really fun, honestly, as a pitcher. When you don't feel like you have to be absolutely sharp, you just have to get bad swings and miss barrels. And this guy's really good at it.
Looking forward to watching you on TV coming up tonight. Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Tim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, everybody, take your nap and wake up for some Brewers baseball tonight.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's Friday night. Nobody has to work tomorrow, right? I mean, everybody will be fine. We'll all stay up, have a couple of shots, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, skip the nap. Stay up tonight, then.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get after it. Tim, thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it.